What does it mean? What does it mean? That's a great question. That's what the scripture in Acts asks us this morning. What does all this mean? Today is the day of Pentecost. Today is the church's birthday. Along with all this beautiful hymny, it would be very appropriate for us to all stand up and sing happy birthday to each other, because today is the birthday of the church. So is that what it means? What exactly does it mean? You have beautiful stained glass windows in here. Most of them have Jesus in them. And our worship usually focuses on Christ, and rightfully so. And yet, today we celebrate the Holy Spirit. We celebrate the fact that Jesus has gone to sit at the right hand of God the Father. And we come and we celebrate today the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Paraclete, the one who is to be with us, inspire us, support us, love us, care for us, to kick us in the pants every once in a while when we need it, but to be there every step of our faith journey on the way. Most people, you know, and a lot of churches, it all depends. You know, we are a Trinitarian denomination. And it's one of the reasons I love being Episcopal, because we do the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A lot of Episcopal churches talk about God, and they don't specify whether it's God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit. There are other denominations who get very wrapped up in the Spirit, and they are very lively. And they have very energetic preaching, and they have very energetic people, and they usually have a lot of people in the pews, and it's pretty exciting. And they do all kinds of unusual things. It's a different way of worshiping. But, especially today, it's important, because as it talks about in 1 Corinthians, each one of us is given a gift. And it goes through and it tells what the spiritual gifts are in the scriptures. Some of those parishes that are wrapped up in the Spirit have people who speak in tongues. Some interpret tongues. Some are confessors. And some are preachers. And some are teachers. All of us, one way or another, has a gift. I think their gift is that they know they have a gift. And they've come together and they support each other in whatever that gift is. And some of it's kind of countercultural. I mean, a lot of people think that people who speak in tongues are unusual or weird. Right? They do. But for them, it's a gift that's been given to them by God, and that community embraces them and supports them and loves them. So the question for us today is, what does all this mean? The Holy Spirit. I don't wear a cross, a necklace with a cross. I actually wear a necklace that has a little bird on it that is the dove of the Holy Spirit. And I wear that because it continue, and not that I don't have some really lovely crosses. I do, and I wear them a lot of the times. But the one that I wear most of the time underneath my clothing that is the closest to my heart is that of a dove. Because it continually reminds me that the Spirit is here, now, present. And it's up to me to be able to open myself up to the work of the Spirit in my life. And that's what the scripture says to us today. It says Jesus comes in and the apostles were scared, and rightfully so. I mean, the Good Friday had come, Easter had come, and yet they didn't know where Jesus was, and they were still mourning, and it was terrible, and what they thought was going to happen didn't happen, and they were inside, locked in, huddled together, with the shutters closed if they had them. And Jesus shows up and says, basically, don't be afraid. And he says, look, it's me. And then they realize that it's him. And he says, I want you to have peace. Peace be with you. I want you to have peace. And if you want to have that peace, here's what you have to do. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Spirit. And he breathed on them. He sent his love, the Spirit of God, over them. And their call was to breathe in, to take in, to open themselves up. Physically, literally, emotionally, spiritually, to open themselves up to the work of the Holy Spirit in their life. And that's what they did. And when they did that, amazing things happened. Because all of a sudden, you know what they decided? They weren't afraid anymore. And how do we know that? We know that because all of a sudden they decided that they needed to do what Jesus had said that they were supposed to do. And they opened up the shutters, they unlocked the door, and they walked out into the community, into the festival, where there was every kind of person you could possibly imagine. Those that they were just afraid of, they weren't afraid of anymore. Because they opened themselves up to the Spirit. They were empowered by God to do the work that God had given them to do. And so they marched out there, and they were spreading the good news, and all of a sudden, there was this sound. It was incredible. It was the sound of a violent wind. This is not something that comes in and just touches your chimes and gives you a little tinkle. This was incredible. This was huge. The sound came through and guess what? Everybody else got scared. Isn't that amazing? Think about that for a second. A few hours ago, they were huddled up and they were all scared, and the Spirit came over them and they got empowered and they went out, and all of a sudden the Spirit comes over them, and what happens? Everybody else goes, oh my God, what was that? And the disciples and the apostles went, yes, oh my God, let me tell you about this. And Peter stands up and he says, I'm here to tell you about my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amazing. And it went over every single person that was there. Every person that was there had the opportunity to receive the Spirit. And they were amazed. They were amazed. Because all of a sudden, they understood things that they didn't understand before. You know, it's kind of neat that the scripture says, oh, you know, these different people, they had different languages and they heard in their own languages, and everybody says, oh, isn't that really sweet? You know, everybody could understand things and that was great. What would it be like if we decided to live by the Spirit so that we could all get along? Oh my God. That would be the kingdom of heaven here on earth, wouldn't it? So it's not just about the fact that people could hear different languages and understand it. It was the fact that all of these people came together and they got it. They got it. They figured it out. They were a community of people who supported each other. They were black, they were white, they were rich, they were poor, they were gay, they were straight, they were employed, they were retired. They were young, they were old, everything that you could possibly imagine that you could categorize was there. And all of a sudden, because they all received the Spirit, they all got it. What would it be like if we all got it? If we didn't say things that upset people because we thought first, wow, that would be amazing. Oh yeah! Or, when we said things that did upset people, they would say, you know, they didn't really mean to hurt me. What if we could live in the Spirit, in the power of that Spirit, so that we could all get along? That would be amazing. But you know what? What's it all about? That's what it's all about. It's all about us deciding that we want to take in the Spirit of God. That we want to take in the Holy Spirit in us. And when we do, the gifts that we've been given, they expand. They're nurtured. They grow. And when we have those, that is our calling to go out and to give those to other people. Now, many of you here are aware of some of the gifts that you have, and you're offering them back. But we just don't have one gift. So if you think that you're singing in the choir and you already got everything all set, you better think again. Because you may have the gift of singing, which is excellent, and we're blessed by your sharing it, but I bet you have another one too. I bet you have another one too. Each and every one of us at least has one, if not more, special and unique to us. And when we let the Holy Spirit into our lives, it manifests itself and it grows and it flourishes because it's nurtured and loved. And because it's nurtured and loved, we have the capacity to go forward to nurture and love others. That's how everybody gets it all at one time. It's by the power of the Spirit. We have some examples. Those parishes that support each other in their uniqueness, they have something that we can learn from. They have the Spirit. But they just don't have the Spirit themselves. We have the Spirit here too. They got nothing on us. They have nothing on us. What we need to do is figure out how to take the Spirit that we have and share it with each other in a loving, caring, giving way, so that we can build up the body, so that the head and the feet and the arms, even though we might be small, we're strong. We have all of the pieces for the body right here in this church, the body of Christ in the world. Our challenge is to make sure that we open ourselves up to the possibilities of how the Spirit is leading us. And as the disciple says, what's it all about? That's exactly what it's all about. Amen.